Friends, thanks for joining us once again. We're here in the middle of Lisburn. It's late at night. It's just gone 11:30. And I have to confess, I'm a little bit uneasy here. There's a few people milling about. And it looks a little bit strange me standing here on my own talking to a phone connected to a lamppost. But here we are, Antrim Street in Lisburn. Back in the day, it was a wonderful place to be. There was a brilliant chip shop just where I'm standing here almost called Super Fry. It was a wonderful place to be. One of the best chippies that I've ever been in. Cried the day it closed. Then across the street from that, there was BJ's, which was another great chip shop. Just over here to my left, Caroline Music. Spent a lot of money in there whenever I was a teenager. Then there was the Big Orange, which was a fruit and veg shop. Tandy was a computer shop as well. But just behind me here, still some of it left. It's a car park now, but I don't think it's even used now as a car park either. But Jordan's Mill used to be right in the centre of the town. Jordan's Mill, it was an old animal feed mill, and it was in the town centre for many, many years. I remember visiting at different times with my dad, because he knew people that worked in it. And the Jordan's lorries used to come in and out of the feed mill here, right in the centre of Lisburn. And then the mill went out of business, I understand, and they knocked it down. And for a little while, it was a car park. But you still have behind me here, you can see it on the wall, Jordan's, the old office. And as far as I know, it's still empty. But if you're familiar with the Word of God, the Bible, you'll know that the word Jordan figures heavily in Scripture. The river Jordan. Joshua and his men passed over the river Jordan whenever they were entering into the promised land. And in the Bible, Jordan speaks of death. And the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse number 5, speaking to the children of Israel about the judgment of the Lord, asked them this question: "And how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan?" How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? And he was reminding them of judgment coming to the nation. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? And that's a question that we all have to face. It's a question that we all have to answer. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? As we have said, Jordan in Scripture, in the Bible, it speaks of death. And whenever Jordan's waters roll over us, how wilt thou do? How will it be for you whenever you have to cross the Jordan and you have to leave this world and enter into the next world? Have to leave this world and enter out into God's eternity. How wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? It's something that every single one of us will experience. But the child of God can say in the words of the hymn writer, "I won't have to cross Jordan alone." Because the child of God knows Christ is their Saviour. They know their sins are forgiven. And they have the promise of the Lord, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." The Word of God exhorts us to be ready. Hebrews chapter 9, 27. "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." We will all have our Jordan to cross. I wonder, are you ready? None of us know when we will die. None of us really know where we will die. None of us know how we will die. But we all know that we will die. We'll have to cross Jordan. Can I ask you, are you ready? Be ye also ready. You say, "Well, how can I be ready?" By trusting in Christ as your Saviour. Turning from your sins and trusting in Christ, or as the Saviour himself put it, repent and believe the gospel. And then you too will be ready. Once you repent, once you trust, then start to live for him, obey him and serve him. As the hymn writer said, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." God bless you. Thank you for listening.